I wanted to ask him so bad, how far have you, we didn't care too much about him, we children didn't. But I wanted to ask him so bad, Dennis, how long have you been walking? And I could just see him yet come over and leave that horse.
How did you heat your water in the early days?
Get the water.
How did you heat it?
Heat it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, just on the old cook stove.
How was that arranged in there?
You mean the firebox, where the fire was?
No.
Well, now, on our old stove, they called it the reservoir.
Uh-huh.
It set right off from the firebox, where the fire was. And when you build your fire, well, that would heat that water.
Uh-huh.
And you'd have plenty of hot water. I've seen it boil in there when it would be just real cold and you'd keep a real hot fire.
Were there any tubes that went from that around into your range?
No,
it
just
fit
the, now, on the, if I remember Mother's old range, it fit there was a little iron concern that kind of set off from the stove into this reservoir part, and now Mother's old stove had the had an iron top on it. The one that I bought, the old Majestic Range, and I remember how proud I was when
that's a good name in stoves, isn't it?
Well, you can make the best biscuits on that thing. You can't bake a biscuit in a gas stove that tastes like one that's baked in a cook stove.
My aunt used to do that. Now, as I remember, it was a Majestic.
They're the best stove on earth, I think, that I was ever made. Let's see, what was Mother's old stove for? Oh, glory, I've forgotten that, and I can see it, too. It was made at Leavenworth, I remember that. But I don't remember the name of that stove. It was a big old thing, because she had cooked for men for so long, and Dad got a great big stove. Great big old oven. I've seen her bake 8 loaves of bread at a time, and they were really loaves of bread, too. And a biscuit, too. Pan of biscuits.
They're mighty good.
Oh my, yes.
When you first got a car, did you ever have any trouble with that part that went inside the tire that held the air?
Oh mercy, yes. We used to dread to go anywhere because you just didn't go anywhere and get back without that trouble.
Yeah.
Now, what do they call it? The valve? Wasn't
that, was it? Well, I was thinking the rubber thing more.
That inner tube business, inner tube, Lord, yes. Blow out.
It was miserable.
I remember we went to New Mexico one time. That was in let's see, about 1920. And after we got this side of Ralston, we had had so many blowouts. And there wasn't anywhere to get any more, so we came into Buffalo on all 4 rims. Yeah, that wasn't a trip I'll never forget. As long as I live, I think that was an old Model T, if I remember. Oh, such a trip.
Let's see, when you get dressed up, what do you put your coins in? Today?
Uh-huh. Oh, purse. I just throw
my
purse.
As a girl?
What?
Was that common as a girl?
No. Worse than six of life. Kids just didn't carry money when I was a kid. You just, there wasn't any place to use it for. We'd go to Ashland and Dad would give us a nickel or a dime. And that was, you'd get a sack of candy that high for a nickel. That's usually what we'd spend our nickel for. And we'd buy, they call it print now, for our dress. And 3 cents a yard was a big price. And when it came up to 5 cents, the women liked to, just they just didn't know what to do. But